Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi wahda wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wala kitaba ba'da kitabihi wala syari'ata ba'da syari'atihi wala ummata ba'da ummatih. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minasy syaithanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Faqultu astaghfiru rabbakum innahu kana ghafara. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما الأعمال بالنيات أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Most respected honorable brothers, friends, elders in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. From the 21st night of Ramadan, we don't even know which was that night of Laylatul Qadr which we are in search of, because of which brothers sit in the masjid, exert themselves in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the night in search of Laylatul Qadr. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us insha'Allah that when it is Laylatul Qadr, we are energetic, we are healthy, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires us to make such du'as that will benefit us and the entire ummah insha'Allah. Because Laylatul Qadr is such an important night that, as we know, the majority of the ulama of the opinion that it's one of the odd nights. Not specifically tonight, one of the odd nights. Which one? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. We have exerted ourselves on the 23rd, the 21st, the 23rd, the 24th, tonight being the 27th, many Sahaba radiallahu anhum, some ulama also be of the opinion that Laylatul Qadr is the 27th. But we, as it may, difference of opinion, generally we say that it's one of the odd nights. But why are we in search of Laylatul Qadr? The importance of Laylatul Qadr, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ, that on the night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, on that night, all the angels are flocking to the dunya. The angels are coming. They are flocking, they are thronging and coming towards the world. Why? Because this is the night, meaning Laylatul Qadr, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is deputing the angels and sending out the taqdeer of people, their risk, their sustenance, and whatever is to happen for this year. That is going to be given out and deputed on the night of Qadr and Laylatul Qadr. So it's for that reason we have to continuously ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, our slate is clean. So in case my mouth is written for this year, at least I know that I started off Laylatul Qadr with a clean slate. And to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whatever we are crying and wanting and desiring and wishing, this is that night and that opportunity to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Laylatul Qadr. Tonight we're very fortunate when it's that an odd night, and today is also, you know, the night of Friday. The night of Friday. So we've got a double bonus, inshallah, if it is. But definitely for sure it's the night of Jumu'ah. That's for sure. But whether it is Laylatul Qadr, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. It's a time when majority of the ummah is making ibadat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept everyone's ibadat. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, something comes to mind for us to remember, that if there's something that we need to rid ourselves, our families, society, community and the ummah of, is infighting. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that I came to tell you exactly the specific night of Laylatul Qadr. I came with that information. I forgot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted that information. What happened? Two Sahaba radiallahu anhum were arguing and quarreling for which that barakat was taken away. I was coming with that to tell you. Imagine that being said to us and dished out. Definitely it's this night. We say, shukr, why are you making... having sitting for talks 21st and 23rd and sitting for the kaf. Imagine knowing that one night. But due to infighting and quarreling, that barakat was taken away. Allah protect us. that peace and harmony comes in the ummah, unite the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, unite the sufuf of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But be as it may, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was informed in one of his years, one of the years, there are other incidents, one of the years, that the sign of Laylatul Qadr for that particular year, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was informed, you will make sajda ala ma'in watin, on water and sand. So it was the 21st night, on the 21st night, that Masjidun Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in a solid roof like what we have above us. Because of the rainfall and the rain coming onto the loose sand, the sand becoming mud, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made sajda on wet sand and soil. So that marks were seen on the Mubarak forehead of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was the sign that in that year, Laylatul Qadr was the 21st night. So we don't know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But whichever night it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our ibadat inshaAllah. So tanazzalul malaika. Not only all the angels, the chief of angels, Jibreel Amin, also descends on this, on the night of Qadr. Imagine the most important and the chief and the leaders of the angels, him even coming down. The president of the country doesn't just go for any meeting out of the country. If he's going to another country, cross border, cross continent, there has to be something important he's going to leave, because there's so much of expense in him even traveling. So the chief of angels coming, there has to be something very important. Now imagine Jibreel alayhi salam is even coming. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرِ. With the decision of whatever is required of man for the rest of that year, till the next Laylatul Qadr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed us with this wealth of iman. This is a moment now. It's a moment that what we need to do, and all the odd nights, every of the odd nights, let us make shukr to Allah. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask myself, when last did I make two rakats of shukr namaz to thank Allah you gave me iman? Nabi Sam cried by his uncle. He's telling his uncle one statement. I'll fight your case in the court of... Just say one statement. One statement. Meaning when he say la ilaha illallah. Yet he passed away without iman. The dearest uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know in the life of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, his own father, Nuh alayhi salam, his own son. Now what relationship do we enjoy with any of the Anbiya? Toyota Corolla ND347401. Toyota Corolla ND347401 needs to be removed. Just a minute. What relationship do we enjoy with the Anbiya alayhi musallat wa salam? What blood do we have that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed every one of us with the wealth of iman? Made us from the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. He has given us this wealth of iman. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of the bounties He has blessed us with. He has given us iman, made us from the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the month of Ramadan here, we're sitting in the masjid with health, alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has... It was a few Ramadans ago that we were not in the masjid. We were not in the masjid. Ulama, we're having programs and we had to stream, audio stream and live stream and get a link and listen to programs. And here we are in the masjid. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't know when this bounty can be taken away. How often we took it for granted. Ramadan inshallah, no, school holidays, Ramadan I'll be there for Umrah. Ramadan came and you never went for that Umrah because it was lockdown. The whole world was on lockdown. So we take things for granted like I've got routine and I always do and I will be green. We've got no guarantee. What guarantee do I have that I will be pass away with iman? I've got no guarantee. So the important thing now in these odd nights is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Kareem. That He blesses without us even being deserving. When Alim went to one town, and the later on people told him, went to one country out in
He went to give some talks. So when he returned many years later, someone had given him the Kalguzari. He says that one person used to sit in your programs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took his ruh away on a Friday at the time of Jumu'ah in the masjid in sajda. You see, but he has to be very pious for him to get that. So he says, oh, Mawlana, there wasn't anything extraordinary in his life. The only thing is what we remember. Forget about what bayans we are giving in our local language in a foreign country. He says, Mawlana, when you came that year and you gave bayans, he doesn't understand English. We had a person translating. Even before the translation, when he heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he'll burst out into tears. He heard Jannah, he start crying. Jahannam, he start crying. Just certain keywords. He doesn't understand the language. Keywords and he would cry. So that sincerity of his heart, that sincerity and that clarity of his intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with such a mubarak death. He was an ordinary person, but such a mubarak death. Tubba was the king of previous times. Pre-Islam, before the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he passed Yathrib, later on known as Medina Tayyiba, now known as Medina Munawwara, so he passed that place and there were a lot of scholars in Medina Tayyiba, and he inquired from those people, like, what's happening? Why so many scholars? So they said, in the previous scriptures it comes, that the final prophet will come and reside in this town. So we are busy studying, waiting, anticipating for the coming of the final prophet. So he says, wow. So what he did was, all the scholars and ulama, he gave every one of them a very handsome gift. Hundreds of golden coins, he gave every one of them. He paid them. And he says, I want you to continue whatever you all are doing. Have no worry about the world. There's the expenses taken care of. Take it. And then he built a house. He built a house in Medina Tayyiba, known as Yathrib previously. And he made dua to Allah, he made intention. I am building this house for the final prophet. So his time went and he passed on. Generations and centuries had passed. Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu inherited that house. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to Medina Tayyiba. On entering Medina Tayyiba, for few days he stayed in the house of Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu. The king had an intention. Allah made it reality. If we have intention, Allah can make anything possible for us. If we make dua now, Ya Allah, grant me a Mubarak death, Allah can bless me. Ya Allah, grant me death in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Tayyiba. Nothing's difficult for Allah. Ya Allah, grant me a death while I'm reciting the Quran and your Kalam-e Pak. Possible. We heard people passing away in South Africa in sajda in salah. In South Africa. There's a whole list and a book that has been with the records of people that passed away in salah. And imagine people from South Africa also, their names are included. And the latest was maybe a year or two ago, person passed away in sajda. Possible. But if we are genuine in our intention, Allah will make it happen. Allah will definitely make it happen. So Laylatul Qadr, we generally translate it as the night of power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power that if a person is coming sincerely, he says, Ya Allah, my life is so full of evil, vice, sin, disobedience. Ya Allah, you turn the seals of my heart, the direction of my heart towards your deen, O my Allah. If a person is sincere, Allah will make it a reality. Person is really addicted and he can't come out, can't find to, he's grappling to hold himself together to come out of drugs. There are people who are involved in drugs, Allah protect. Mulana used to mention in this masjid, rahimahullah, he used to always say that lesson, that it's a moment of pleasure, but a lifetime of regret. That moment you'll enjoy it. You think you're on cloud nine and you really enjoying yourself and you in charge and you can tell anyone anything. And the moment you come to a low, that's a lifetime of regret, your whole life regretting. Those people who are addicted, ask them, speak to them. What are they saying? You see, Mulana, I want to come out. I'm telling you, I can't. I'm trying. It's so deep. I've done everything. We went to the rehab and I spent this and I did that. Mulana, it takes a small reason for me to relapse. I'll be clean. I'll be clean for months. A small problem, that willpower is so weak within me. So weak. I just cannot hold myself together. I'm trying. I'm really trying. And then you'll get people who'll tell their sons, listen, you're not even my son. Please leave the house. You're stealing from your mother. You sold her cell phone. You stole the keys of the flat. You emptied that flat also before we knew what was happening. Listen, just leave my house. Person will disown that son also. But this is the time, Laylatul Qadr, on one of these odd nights. Allah has that power to say, oh my banda, come back. Fafirru ilallah. Come. I've got the power for everything. You want that power to give up that sin of yours? Allah says, I'll make it happen. It will happen. If a person feels, you know what, Mona, hey, these desires are overpowering me. I try every time, I'm trying. But now this gadget and this phone that we have, it's, you know, every sin, collection of gunas in one device on one hand. I'm trying, but hey, every time those pop-ups come and that screen and it's difficult. And someone sent that message, now you can't be rude to her. So I thought maybe with the intention of hidayah, they'll give her a nice message. And there you tangled. Well, I'm trying to come out. I'm really saying, well, there's so much of wrong. I'm scared they're going to open up. They're going to open up those files of mine. So that's why I'm continuing. Many times a person is held ransom. Say, hey, if you don't continue with what you are doing, we know everything. We know this and we know that about your life, and we'll expose you, we'll blackmail you. So a person is held ransom even to sin. To sin person is held ransom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that power, inshaAllah, Laylatul Qadr, one of the odd nights, that we are able to abandon all type of sin, inshaAllah. Every type of sin. In Sahih al-Bukhari, there is one incident. The incident is about a person who perpetually was in sin. His whole life he was in sin. So the first point we spoke, that we need to have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-imanu bain al-khawfi wal-raja. Iman is underpinned by fear and hope. We're fearful, but we equally hopeful of the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nothing is short in the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to have hope. Tawbah had hope. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it reality. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, his mother was not a Muslim. So he comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my mother is not Muslim. Make dua for her iman. So Nabi Sam picks up his hands. Allahumma hdi umma Abi Huraira. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu immediately ran home. When Nabi Sam made the dua, he ran home. He's knocking on the door. And he can hear water. Can hear some water. So he waits. His mother asks, who's there? Realizes it's the son. Coming in a minute. She finished her ghusl. She opened the door and she says, better, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. The son says, I had so much yaqeen in the dua of Nabi Sam that you're Muslim. I ran immediately after the dua. I knew you're Muslim. Nabi Sam picked up his hands, he made dua. So, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. Allah subhanahu says, I won't punish the ummah as long as Nabi Sallam is amongst the ummah. But Nabi Sallam is not amongst us. Now how do we guarantee our forgiveness and Allah not punishing us? وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. He says, no, Nabi Sallam, you're not going to be with the ummah forever. But never mind, I'll replace that. You may leave. But as long as the ummah holds on to istighfar, man lazim al istighfar, they hold on to istighfar, I won't punish them. They must just make istighfar. Tawbah and istighfar. So this person, hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, he was a sinner of note. But at the time of his demise, then he, just before a few minutes, he calls his sons. He says, see, you all know the life of your father. I was deep, stooped into sin. But do me a favor, فَإِذَا أَنَا مِتُّ. When I pass away, فَأَحْرِقُونِي. I want you to please burn me to ashes. Take my ashes and throw it into the winds of the world. Let my ashes fly away in the world. So he passed away, and that's what the sons did. They burnt him to ashes and they let the ashes fly around. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the person. So his whole, nothing is difficult for Allah. He's standing in front of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him, O my servant, ma hamalaka ala ma sanat. You asked your sons to burn you to ashes. What had driven you to that? For what reason you asked your sons to burn you to ashes? Why you did that? He says, Ya Rabbi, I was so involved in sin, but makhafatak. Inside, I was trembling and fearful of that adab. I was scared. I knew that I knew the day is gonna come and I'm gonna stand in front of you. I said, instead of standing in front of you, I'd rather be burnt to ashes. Allah says, out of fear for me, فَغَفَرَ لَهُ. Forgive him, give him Jannah. He was the sinner of note, the sin of the time he committed. But because he had fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, give him Jannah. Now, how are we committing sin? Is it audacious? Are we proud about our sins? We commit sins and we put it onto status to say, this is what I did. Am I openly committing sin, or am I scared? Am I hiding my sin? Am I hiding it? Or am I open about it? Am I not scared that I'm in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I'm opening my phone? And look at this, this is a picture come. This is the house of Allah. Am I not scared? What if Allah has to do something to me? I'm here in this night and catches me in that moment. Am I scared or am I not scared? I say no. What's that? I'm doing it everywhere else now. If the preacher comes, I'll make istighfar. But if a person is trembling, we're doing the sin, whatever sin we are doing, be fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be scared, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us inshaAllah. In the time of the previous ummats, there was a butcherman. He fell in love with the neighbor's slave girl. He wanted to have relations with her. But he couldn't find that moment of seclusion. And there he was informed that the slave girl has been sent on an errand out of town. He says, there's the opportunity. She'll be alone and I'll be able to pounce. So the moment she left home, he also was in pursuit of her. And then he catches up with her. He speaks to her. He exchanges a few words of love. And he says, do you know, I'm in love with you and I really want you. So she turned and she was smart. She said, yes, I equally love you a lot. But I love you more than you love me. Wow, he says, okay. Imagine, she loves me also. He says, no. I love you so much that I don't want you to be punished by Allah. What if Allah catches you in this? He says, yo, astaghfirullah. True. He turned around, himitoba isifa. She carried on. He turned around and he's coming back home. What did he do? He's got no provisions for the rest of the journey. He can't find water. No water. Suddenly he sees one person. This person is the messenger of the Nabi of the time. So he tells that messenger, you know what, I'm really in extreme thirst. I'm looking for some water. Can you please give me some water? He says, I don't have water, but we can ask the owner of water to give us water. He says, what you mean? He says, make dua to Allah. Allah will give us water now. He says, that's all. He says, yeah, let's make dua. You make the dua, I'll say ameen. He says, no. Listen, I'm not going to make the dua. I knew I was committing a sin. I'm just en route going back home for my tawbah and istighfar. So he says, no. But he didn't say this much. He just said, he knows within himself, I'm a sinner. He says, you make the dua, I'll say ameen. So that messenger picked up his hands. He made dua. This sinner, the butcherman, he said ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them cloud cover, rain fell, they drank water, they were quenched, and they were returning. They were going in the same direction until their pathways had to fork. One is going in one direction, other going in the other. The moment they split, the cloud was covering the sinner, not the messenger. The messenger turned to him and said, hey, you're a buzruk, you, what's wrong? He said, no. What are you talking? I'm telling you, I'm not. See, I'm telling you, look at there's a cloud, it's behind you. It's not coming with me. He says, there had to be something in your life. Speak the truth. He says, nothing. Besides the fact that I was on my way to commit sin, and I was reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I said, astaghfirullah, I'll go back home and I'll make tawbah and istighfar. I just said, okay, no sin in my life. He says, that was sufficient for you to become the beloved of Allah. That's all. At-ta'ibu habibullah. The person who makes tawbah, he becomes the beloved of Allah. He becomes the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our tawbah and istighfar on behalf of ourselves, on behalf of the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are really the moments that we, you know, our hearts are soft. We have to turn to Allah and be sincere. Let's be sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimullah, he was a person who was an alcoholic, involved in music, in sin, in vice. Only one ayat of the Quran was sufficient to change his life, that now we say Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah. The buzruk of the time, the very most pious, the sage of the age, as it would be said. Very pious. But what was his initial life? Initial life, alcoholism, music. He was involved in sin. One ayat, when he heard only one ayat, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has the time not come for the believers that they submit before Allah? Has the time not come? For how long more you going to disobey Allah? You don't know when the angel of death is going to strike. You have no guarantee. We've seen young, old, rich, poor, everyone passing away in recent. Is the time not now? Through the pandemic, after the looting and the floods, is it still not yet the time? What more are you waiting for? What more? Myself, cover the entire city in flood water. What do you require? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I've given you enough wake-up calls. Those are missed calls. Wait, hold on. Very soon your time will come. On its appointed time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and accept the ibadat of every one of us, insha'Allah, in the month of Ramadan, that we make dua for ourselves. And very important, we make dua for the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Suyuti rahimullah is written in one of his kitabs. He says that one of the signs of the Abdal, some of us are familiar, Abdal are the very pious at any given moment, they say approximately 40 in the world, majority in Sham. So Abdal, very, very extremely pious people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them for the balance. Balance of what? All our sin, they can balance it with good deeds. They for the balance of it. Else if the scale was tipping more towards disobedience, then we would have been in trouble. So those very pious people, a hallmark of them is that they make dua for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They cry in dua for the ummah. One is they make dua for themselves, but they make a lot of dua for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One alim was explaining, especially now towards the end of Ramadan. This is the time, alhamdulillah, in Ramadan there's a lot of badam wari dood we drink in. You know that badam milk we drink. Now what do we notice that badam milk? That when it's poured into that cup and we drink in, as we drink in, we'll see all the badam is at the bottom, that last sip. All the badam is there. You'll have to stir a little bit to get the badam at the beginning. But generally it's towards the bottom. So that Mulana was explaining, he says, exactly Ramadan. Generally the most important part, right towards the end of it. 27 night, towards the end. 29 night, towards the end. He says, right at the end, the prime part of it is right towards the end. You'll find it right at the end. This is not the time now to be doing Eid shopping, Eid gifting. This is the time for the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine a person is in Arafah, right? Let's try and picture. Person is in Arafah. Everyone is crying in dua. He takes out his phone. He's sending messages. Papa, I'm in Arafah now. He said, sends one selfie, one picture. He says, what dua you want, Papa? Papa sends one list. Mommy, I'm here in Arafah. What dua must I make? He's sending everyone, is sending messages. I'm here in Arafah. And someone sends message, how hot it is. He says, how hot? Which tent you in? I mean, this tent. How long you'll walk? He's given that whole Kalguzari. But he's in Arafah. He's in Arafah. Is his Hajj done? Yes, Hajj is done. But the most important part, Al-Hajju Arafah, he's missing out. When the whole Ummah is crying, he's giving Kalguzari. He's already, before the end of the day, he's giving Kalguzari. See, Allahu Akbar. So much you spend just to be in Arafah, and what you doing? Imagine Ramadan just goes by. We preparing Eid gifts. Laylatul Qadr coming, odd nights coming and going. Khatmul Quran coming and going. And we say, no, we're preparing for Eid. We can't be preparing for Eid now. Eid is for that person who's really had the maximum of the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability that we prepare. We make maximum of these last couple moments in the month of Ramadan. What's the very scary part? Very, very scary. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was climbing the minbar. And as here we see this minbar, he's got three steps. And in all three steps, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen. 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 After the Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was that Ameen for? The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned three things. And he said, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam cursed three categories of people. And I said, Ameen to that. And one category of person was that person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam said, destruction to the person who finds himself in the month of Ramadan, but is unable to secure his forgiveness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen to that baddua. He said, Ameen to that baddua. How worried and concerned we have to be when the chief of angels made the curse and the best of the creation of Allah said, Ameen. Is that dua not accepted? Definitely. We have to be very scared. This month of Ramadan is coming and it's just a few more moments away. Is our forgiveness secured or not? We don't know. So we have to spend a lot of time, especially towards the end now. Ya Allah, I tried. I tried my level best. Whatever was possible, I tried. But let it not be that the day of Eid comes. I'm smiling and I'm putting my new clothes, but I haven't secured my forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of us.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك ولعظيم سلطانك اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهل فصل وسلم على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أنت أهل وافعل بنا ما أنت أهل فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم صل على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك على الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa ant. Khalaqtani wa ana 'abduka wa ana 'ala 'ahdika wa wa'dika mastata't. A'udhu bika min shadri ma sana'at. Abu'u laka bi ni'matika 'alayya wa abu'u laka bi dhanbi. Faghfirli fa innahu la yaghfiru adh-dhunuba illa ant. Allahumma la yaghfiru adh-dhunuba illa faghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir 'anna sayyi'atina. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Oh Allah, most loving, most forgiving, most tolerant, most loving Allah. Ya Allah, you have blessed us with iman because you love us. Ya Allah, you made us from the ummah of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without even us asking for it. Ya Allah, you have blessed us with the Quran. You have blessed us with your kalami pak. Ya Allah, you have accepted us to sit in your house, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we're sitting in the masjid, O my Allah. Ya Allah, in the most best of places, O my Allah. Ya Allah, in the chief of months, O my Allah, in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, in the best of nights, O my Allah. It's the night of Jumu'ah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, everything is the best of days, O my Allah. The best of nights, the best of months. Ya Allah, it's the best of places. Ya Allah, but forgive us. Ya Allah, because the worst of your servants are in your house. Ya Allah, but we have come. Because we are iqrari mujrim. Ya Allah, we totally accept and acknowledge our sins. Ya Allah, we have disobeyed you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, siyakar hai, badkar hai, gunahkar hai. Ya Allah, but we are turning to you, O my Allah. Because there's no one else we can turn to. Ya Allah, if there was another ilah, we would have went, O my Allah. Ya Allah, there's no one else that can forgive us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning to you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you have commanded us in the Quran, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Ya Allah, we are turning and running back to you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are coming with our sins, O my Allah. Ya Allah. Forgive us, O my Allah. Forgive all our sins. Forgive our minor sins and our major sins. Ya Allah, forgive the sins we did openly and secretly, in privacy and in public, O my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the sins we know about. Ya Allah, forgive all the sins we don't even know about. Ya Allah, forgive us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, obliterate those sins from our nama ya amal. Ya Allah, let the angels even forget about it, O my Allah. Ya Allah, wala tuhzina yawm al-qiyamah. Ya Allah, do not disgrace us on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, do not disgrace. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what a disgrace, won't it be? Ya Allah, that we come with our nama ya amal in front of our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, when we've got so much of zina, so much of interest. Ya Allah, so much of ill, so much of sin and guna. Ya Allah, watching porn. Ya Allah, involved in interest in our businesses, speaking lies, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, not treating our wives correctly. Ya Allah, not looking after our parents. Ya Allah, forgive us for all our ills. Ya Allah, for taking drugs, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, for our illicit relationships, oh my Allah. For everything wrong that we have done. Ya Allah, imagine coming with all of that in our nama, ya Allah. And coming to our Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for shafa'at and intercession. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the disgrace of the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, forgive all our sins, O my Allah. Forgive all our sins, O my Allah. Forgive the sins of our parents, O my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our parents. Forgive the sins of our children, O my Allah.
Ya Allah, you hold our children's hands, O my Allah. Hold them by the hand and keep them on sirati mustaqim. In this time of fitna and fasad, O my Allah. We are worried and concerned of their future, O my Allah. Ya Allah, iman is at stake, O my Allah. Ya Allah, sin is so accessible, O my Allah. It's so easy, O my Allah. Ya Allah, sin has become the order of the day. Ya Allah, to disobey you has become so easy. Ya Allah, you forgive us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make sin difficult for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make ibadat and ta'at most easy for us, O my Allah. Make it most easy for us. Make it second nature to us, O my Allah. Let us love to be in the masjid. Let us love our salah. Let us perform every salah. Grant us tawfiq to perform every salah with takbiri ula in the masjid, O my Allah. In the first saf, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make us amongst your awliya, O my Allah. And list us amongst your friends, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make Quran, Ya Allah, and tilawat of kalam paak easy for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us tawfiq to recite your kalam paak with tajweed, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have any excuse. Ya Allah, forgive us for our negligence. Ya Allah, you give us a kalam paak with the message. Ya Allah, but we haven't learned that message, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we know the manuals of our machinery, O my Allah. We know the constitution and the law of the land. Ya Allah, but we haven't learned your constitution. Ya Allah, forgive us, O my Allah. Forgive us, O my Allah. Grant us tawfiq that we learn the meaning of your kalami paak, that we recite it with tajweed, O my Allah, that we love your kalami paak. Ya Allah, accept us, O my Allah, for your deen and for the effort of your deen, O my Allah. Make the deen very easy for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, there are many of our family and relatives that have passed away, O my Allah. Illuminate for them in their graves, O my Allah. Expand for them in their graves, O my Allah. Ya Allah, expand and open up the windows, O my Allah, to Jannah for them, O my Allah. Let the cool winds of Jannah flow into their qubur, O my Allah. Ya Allah, remove all difficulties for them, O my Allah. Let there only be nur in their qabr, O my Allah. Let there be afiyat and goodness and khair for them in their qabr, O my Allah. Ya Allah, and grant every one of us good deaths, O my Allah. Ya Allah, many of our families and friends, O my Allah, are sick at this moment. Grant them complete shifa, O my Allah. Grant them complete shifa, O my Allah. Those of our parents, O my Allah, that are extremely old, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you keep them with afiyat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, keep them with afiyat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, those that are sick and ailing, grant them complete shifa, O my Allah. Those that are sick and ailing, grant them complete shifa, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot do justice in repaying our parents, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them the best of ajar and reward, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them the best of ajar and forgive our negligence of the past, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making azam today, O my Allah, to never disobey you, O my Allah. You make it easy for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Ilaha al-Alameen. Ya Allah, we are making this intention. You make it easy for us. Make it reality, O my Allah. Remove all obstacles from our path to become your friends, O my Allah. Ya Allah, those of our parents that have passed away, Ya Allah, fill their qubur with nur, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are reading for them, O my Allah. We are worried and concerned for them, O my Allah. You eliminate the difficulties of the grave, O my Allah. And every stage after death and qabr, make it easy for them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make it easy for our children, O my Allah, to follow the deen, O my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us love for the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my Allah. Make the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam our dress code, O my Allah. Let it be our lifestyle, O my Allah. Let it be something sweet, easy, Ya Allah. Something that we love, Ya ilaha al-alameen. Let us love the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with love for Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, when every Nabi will be crying out, Nafsi, Nafsi, O my Allah, when everyone will be worried about himself, Ya Allah, only our Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's worry and concern will be, Ummati, Ummati. Ya Allah, his cry will be the Ummat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, his cry will be the Ummat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the shafa'at of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, how much of difficulties and torment he went through, O my Allah, for this deen to reach us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Makkah Mukarramah, in front of Kaaba Sharif. Ya Allah, he's in Sajda, O my Allah. Your most beloved, O my Allah. And the kuffar throw the intestines of the camel and the insides of the camel on his back, O my Allah. Because of which Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is unable to wake up from Sajda. Yalla, no one has the courage to help him besides his beloved daughter. And she goes and she removes the insides of the camel so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can pick up his head from sajda. Ya Allah, no one is throwing things on us. No one is stopping us. Ya Allah, no one is holding a gun to us. No one is stopping us from coming to the masjid. Ya Allah, but we have turned away from your house, oh my Allah. Forgive our negligence. Forgive our indifference to your deen, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us the strength of heart. When it is Zuhar time and Asr time, we are able to close our businesses and come to your house, oh my Allah. Grant us your love, oh my Allah. Let our hearts be burning with your love, oh my Allah. Yearning for your kalami park, for the sunnat, for your deen, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with your muhabbat, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all our sins, oh my Allah. Forgive all our sins, oh my Allah. Do not take us to task for every sin that we have committed, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make the ibadat very easy for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we make azam, O my Allah, to practice on the sunnah, O my Allah. And to practice on the deen, but you make it easy for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, our women folk are trying, you make it easy for them, O my Allah. Make it easy for them to don the hijab and the parda, O my Allah. You make it easy for them to make ibadat in the homes, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you make it easy for them, O my Allah, and help them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, help the old and frail in society, O my Allah. Ya Allah, those that are sitting for itikaf, accept their itikaf, O my Allah. Those that are sitting for itikaf in the different masajid, in the Haramain Sharifain, in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Tayyibah, in Masjid Al-Aqsa, and the different parts of the world, O my Allah. Accept the itikaf of everyone, O my Allah. Crown our ibadat with acceptance, O my Allah. Crown our ibadat with acceptance, O my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our negligence. Ya Allah, our show. Ya Allah, our ostentation and our pride, O my Allah. You forgive it, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are trying, O my Allah. We are weak servants of yours, O my Allah. Our aspiration is to become like Sahaba radiallahu anhum, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are trying, O my Allah. You make it a reality, O my Allah. Grant us ikhlas, grant us lillahiyat, that we do things only and solely for you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, there are many brothers that have come, O my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight being an odd night, O my Allah. We have lists, O my Allah. We have a whole list of things that we wish and we desire for, O my Allah. What is the desire of every brother, O my Allah, sitting in this majma and saying Ameen to this dua? Ya Allah, you accept the heart's desire, that which is best for every one of them, O my Allah. What is khair and we don't even know how to ask, you bless us with it. Ya Allah, what's good for us but we forgot to ask, you bless us with it, O my Allah. Whatever is good and anyone in the ummah is making dua for it, Ya Allah, you bless us with it. Whatever du'as Nabi Sallam made in the 23 years of Nubuwa, you bless us with it, O my Allah. Ya Allah, in this gathering, there are many, many people, O my Allah, that are sick and ailing, O my Allah. You grant them complete shifa, O my Allah. Ya Allah, it's one of these odd nights, we don't know which one of it, O my Allah, it is. Ya Allah, it will be Laylatul Qadr when du'as are readily accepted. Tonight is the day of Jumu'ah also, O my Allah. Ya Allah, accept this dua, O my Allah. Ya Allah, those that are sick and ailing, grant them complete shifa. Ya Allah, those that have cancer, Ya Allah, you remove it from them, O my Allah, that they have no traces, O my Allah. Ya Allah, those that have whatever disorders, O my Allah, those that have physically challenged children, O my Allah, make it easy for them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, bring afiyah to those homes, O my Allah. Ya Allah, many people are in financial difficulties and constraints, O my Allah. Alleviate the difficulties and the problems with barakat and rahmat and afiyah, O my Allah. In the businesses, O my Allah, we are making amends, O my Allah. We are trying, we made an intention to rid our businesses of haram and interest. You make it easy for us and grant us barakat in our businesses. Ya Allah, grant us the generosity of heart that we spend in our zakat and our lillah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you make it easy, O my Allah. Ya Allah, there are many brothers, O my Allah, that are in difficulties. Remove the difficulties of every one of us. Ya Allah, those that are going through marital problems, remove the marital problems and issues. Bring peace and harmony in the homes, O my Allah. Ya Allah, those that are going and experiencing disobedient children, Ya Allah, make the children obedient to you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make them obedient to you and make them your friends, O my Allah. And let them look after their parents, O my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq that we are able to make the khidmat of our parents, O my Allah. You keep them with afiyat, O my Allah. Those that are old, you keep them with afiyat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, bless every one of us, O my Allah, with good health. Those that are in hospitals, O my Allah, Ya Allah, you removed him from hospitals, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from hospitals, oh my Allah. Keep us with afiyat from all major sicknesses, oh my Allah. That we never ever see sicknesses, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak bandas of yours, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, what the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam went through, oh my Allah. Those are just stories for solace and comfort for us, oh my Allah. We marvel at those incidents. Ya Allah, we are no way close to that level of sabr and shukr, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on our tongues. We make shukr with his words. We make sabr with his words. Ya Allah, you make it a reality and grant us the reward of all the sabirin and shakirin in the entire world, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, those that are going through any type of difficulty, remove the difficulty, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, in those homes that the women are suffering, oh my Allah, that the husbands are not looking after them, they are oppressing them, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant softness of heart to the husbands, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you those that are looking for suitable married spouses, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you bless them with marital spouses, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them good spouses that will look after them, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, those that do not have children and desirous of children, bless them with children, oh my Allah. Those that have children and they are disobedient, make them obedient, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties of the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wherever the ummah is suffering around the world, oh my Allah. There are so many brothers in poverty in this month of Ramadan, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people in war-torn countries, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, people are fighting wars in countries in this month of Ramadan. Make it easy for them, alleviate the difficulties, the sufferings and the trauma of the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, cleanse Haramain Sharifain, oh my Allah. Protect Haramain Sharifain, oh my Allah. Protect Masjidul Aqsa, oh my Allah. Protect Masjidul Aqsa, oh my Allah. Let it come fully into the control of the Muslims, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, let it come fully into the control of the Muslims. Ya Allah, make us worthy custodians, oh my Allah. Protect our masajid, oh my Allah. Our makatib, our madaris, our ulama, our mashayikh, oh my Allah, and our akabir. Ya Allah, you accept every one of us and guide us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make our tabi'at according to the shari'at, oh my Allah. Grant us love for every sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with your love and bless us with the love of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with love for every aspect of the deen of Allah of the deen, oh my Allah, and the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب